Seattle might not know for months how high its minimum wage will be. City Council will debate today on the mayor's minimum wage plan. It would raise Seattle's minimum wage to $15 an hour, phased in over 2 years for big businesses and 7 years for small ones. At the same time, the group 15 Now is advocating a much faster move to $15. Its supporters are now gathering signatures for a charter amendment that would go to voters in November. The uncertainty over the outcome is putting many businesses in limbo, as KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
For the past decade, Seattle resident Hazel Ruse has owned a business called Paint Away.
So we do have three kilns here that are used for both pottery and glass.
It's an art studio in Redmond, where people of all ages come to make projects out of glass or paint pottery, like a coffee mug for Grandma.
Ta-da!
Okay, well, do you got any questions?
Let's go.
Last year, Rue started thinking of opening a second business closer to her home in Seattle. She has three young kids, so she buys a lot of toys, and she thought there would be a market for a specialty toy store in her section of town.
Very exciting. I mean, I created a business plan in no time. I wanted to open in the summer, and now I see how fortuitous that was that I didn't.
While she was busy searching for locations, Rue says she was not paying attention to what was happening politically in the city. It wasn't until earlier this year she realized the city's elected officials were serious about raising the minimum wage in Seattle to $15 an hour.
I did remember a panic coming over me. I'm like, what are people talking about?
Rue's business plan called for hiring 2 to 3 employees who would be making close to the current minimum wage. As a retailer, she expected margins would be extremely tight. So this was her initial thought.
I was just thinking this is not viable for a lot of small businesses. It just isn't. Not for bookstores that are operating in a very specific margin. They can't raise their prices. Not for clothing retail stores. Not for toy stores. Not the toy store that I was going to open. I mean, I'm competing with an online market.
So Ruse stopped scouting for locations, and she shelved her business plan. She says she'll look at it again next year. But she says with labor costs almost certain to rise dramatically in the city,
I probably would not move forward. Because it's too risky.
And that's a sentiment you hear over and over again from owners of small businesses in Seattle.
People are just scared and they don't know what's going to happen.
That's Angela Stoll. She and her husband Ethan Stoll own 10 restaurants in the city, including Anchovies and Olives and How to Cook a Wolf. They employ about 225 people. Stoll says they were in negotiations to open 2 new restaurants in buildings that are now under development. Those plans are now on the back burner.
Now we're having to draw back and say, well, can we actually do that? Should we be signing leases or proceeding forward with development? And I think that right now we don't know.
And that sense of uncertainty extends even to those who have been public supporters of the mayor's minimum wage plan.
My name's Jody Hall, and my business is Cupcake Royale.
Jody Hall owns 7 neighborhood shops that sell artisan cupcakes, ice cream, and coffee, among other things. She employs about 100 people. Hall is a well-known advocate for progressive causes, including paid sick leave. She offers her employees health insurance and 401k contributions. And she was an early supporter of the mayor's plan to reach $15 an hour with a 7-year phase-in for small businesses. But since she publicly signed on to his efforts, she's having serious second thoughts.
I'm not being alarmist. I really have a hard time. Even though I signed support for the 7-year phase-in with the mayor, this keeps me up at night like nothing ever has.
Hall says she's worried about the mayor's plan. Some local chains like Pagliacci's or Tom Douglas restaurants will be considered big businesses. Because of that, they will only have 2 to 3 years to phase in the $15 an hour wage. For small businesses, tips will count, but only temporarily. And Hall says the size of the wage increase being proposed is unprecedented.
There's no example ever where one city would be more than double the national minimum wage.
But Hall's biggest issue is the possibility that an even more aggressive minimum wage package will succeed at the polls. 15 Now is asking big businesses to pay $15 an hour immediately with a 3-year phase-in for small businesses like hers, and tips will not count. Hall says that would be devastating. She estimates she would have to close about half of her locations to survive and lay off about half of her staff. And until it's clear which plan becomes law, she will not be making any big hiring or investment decisions. She had planned to open a new commercial kitchen.
We were looking at a space and getting ready to sign a letter of intent and go to lease. I just felt like I don't want to invest in more expenses at this point. I want to kind of hold it and see what happens.
Hall says she will look at the idea again after the November elections. And until then, any new locations she considers will be outside of the city. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.